It is 5:15 p.m. on Monday, December 3rd, 2019. We'll call the Alloy Board of Appeals meeting to order. We'll start with roll call. Clark?
Here.
Kornowski is here. Kaplan?
Here.
Strawn?
Here.
We have a quorum. Item number two, approval of minutes from 11-11-2019. They are in your packet. If there is anything you'd want revised, please speak your piece. Otherwise, I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Item number three, petition of Richard Creek. Is that correct?
Sure, yep.
Creek, yeah. 1428 South Clay Street, Green Bay, Wisconsin, 54301. Requesting a 2-foot variance of the side yard setback to construct a detached garage on the lot at 1428 South Clay Street, parcel AL-885. All the information, including the application, is within our packet, so we've had a chance to review that, along with any of the maps. Nice job putting all that together for us. It's beneficial. Trevor, I don't know if there were any comments you wanted to make prior to this. I had a couple of questions right off the bat. As far as, is this replacing the existing structure? Is that the case?
Yes.
So
yes.
Existing structure is non-conforming. You want to replace it?
Yeah.
And that's the reason for the variance. Okay. So that's clear. Anything else from your perspective?
Does that mean the existing one's non-conforming? It's already too close to?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I understand from the application. Just to clarify that. So this is replacing the existing footprint exactly?
Not exactly. The current garage is
sure.
a lot smaller.
Could you please step up to the podium? Yeah, and just state your name and address. We know.
Jump right into it.
For the record.
I know. My name is Rich Craig. I live at 1428 South Clay Street.
Okay.
The home and the garage are older properties. I think they were built in 1926, all brick. And the garage is, I'd like to replace that garage, a detached garage. And I'd like to build a new garage just for two reasons. One, it's very small. And the structure is in good shape. You know, the exterior of it, the walls are in really good shape, the brick walls. But the inside and the flooring of it is in really bad shape. And I would like to knock that garage down and build a bigger garage, 24 by 28. And the contractor that I like to do this with has really worked with me on making it look old. You know, to match the current home that's there and to match the neighborhood, the traditional neighborhood. We're not going to use brick, but we're going to do some things with the windows and the siding and the roofing to make it look old and to match the character of the current property. But anyway, the north wall is now, I think it's just 2 feet off the property line.
Current
neighbor. And by code, it's supposed to be 4 feet, I think.
Yeah, so is that currently is 2 feet off?
Yeah,
the
currently
line?
Is 2 feet off.
So I guess my question is, your reconstruction is not going to encroach any more into the setback?
No, no.
Okay.
It won't encroach any more to my neighbor's property than where it is now. I'd like to keep that north wall on the line that it is currently at. And I guess my reasoning for that is that's the line of the driveway, so to speak. It keeps that line of sight even with the driveway to where it is now. And if I do have to move it over 2 more feet, I guess when I look at things, I'm my backyard is on the south side, the left side.
Yeah.
I'm kind of using the space that's I'm kind of losing some space that's sort of my yard, even though it's 2 feet of my property on the right side. That's not really what I would view as my yard. And you know, I'm trying to save some of my yard on the left side. And I have a garden that I kind of like to keep as much of as I can. There's a wild raspberry, blackberry patch there in the garden. I'd like to try and keep as much of that as I can on the south side.
I didn't get a chance to go back into your area. I'm glad I didn't today because I got stuck. But the if you were to move it over, would you be into the grass then? As far as, because your driveway I can see is the line of sight. It lines up with the garage. Does it line up on both sides of the garage? So if you moved over, would you have to pour additional driveway also?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That I have a hard time understanding the picture. Because to me, the garage is back. The picture shows it almost equal. Okay.
He's within 2 feet of Amy's line to the north, right there.
And how far away from the west wall? Is that west?
On the left there? How far behind the garage?
Yeah.
Oh, that is, how far back would you say that? It's quite a ways.
Like 3-4 feet?
Yeah, we are not going to go back any further. I'd say that's at least four feet.
Okay, so it meets the requirement.
The back wall meets the
currently.
Yeah, we are not going to go back any further.
And the alternative to what you're asking the variance for would bring the whole garage actually 4 feet to the south.
Yep.
We'll have to go 2 more feet. It's already 2. You have to have have 6 total?
Yeah, so by code, I would have to move that wall over 2 feet.
Yeah. For a total.
For a total of 4.
Just slip a little further behind the house.
Oh, the new garage will be the exact same size? You're not making...
No, it is not the same size. It will be larger. Right now, I'd say it's a 1.5 stall garage.
Yeah.
And we're going to build a 2 stall garage.
So it would be more than 2 feet over. Already.
To the other side, I'll be going over.
It's coming further into the backyard, but that doesn't matter.
Yeah.
No, right.
Yeah. I think at issue is the wall you want to leave on the property line with 1418. It's currently 2 feet. You want to leave it at 2 feet from the property line, come a little further to the south into your yard, which doesn't really matter to us, right?
Trevor, what is it? How accurate are those width measurements? 56.5 feet on Mr. Craig's parcel, and then 58.5 roughly on the parcel to the north. Is that accurate? Pretty close.
Surveys,
There's your 2 feet.
So can I go point at the map?
Yeah, sure.
That might help tell me what's up there.
So I was talking about those numbers in the bottom. You can't get to see those.
Yeah. The wall right here is the one that I'd like to leave where it is. And then
that's what's in question.
Yeah. The new garage will come forward a little bit and then be a little wider.
Yeah, I thought of
that. I'd like to leave that north wall lined up where it is with the driveway. And again, my main two reasons, I'd like to keep it lined up with the driveway, with that line of sight. And I'm trying to save some yards, some of my, quote, yard space on the north side or the left side, too.
And would that mean more cement for the driveway if we don't grant your variance?
Yes. Yeah, that would mean some more cement for the driveway, yeah.
That's an issue for me.
Well, just, you know, for the board to approve an appeal, it has to be a high bar to override an ordinance.
You know, I understand that. There's reasons for the
code
and the ordinances.
It can only be done under circumstances that meet certain criteria, and as far as I can see, two of the three circumstances aren't met in this case. That the hardship is caused by a unique condition of the property for which the variance is sought. And without the requested variance, the applicant has no reasonable use of the property, for one thing. I would say you still have reasonable use of your property. And if the unique circumstance is that you have a small lot, I think many properties in the village have a small lot.
Well, absolutely.
And on those things alone, I don't see where the board would have the authority to grant this appeal.
And I would totally understand. I'm just trying to make my case a little bit. One thing And I know this is totally not applicable, or it doesn't really matter. When I started all this, and I'm not going to be upset no matter what happens, but when I started all this kind of a couple of years ago, the first thing I did was I called the village. And, you know, I don't know who I talked to over the phone. And it was a village inspector or somebody in the department. And they told me in an older traditional neighborhood, reminded us things are a little more flexible. And if the neighbors didn't have a problem with me keeping that wall where it is, that would probably be okay. You know, I never got that in writing. And I even had, there was a village inspector at my house one day for a different issue. And while he was there, I asked him. He said the same thing. It probably won't be a problem in a traditional older neighborhood. And I understand. You know, there's reasons for that. And that was a couple years ago, too. And there are definitely reasons for the code and the guidelines. And I'm not going to be upset either way. But, you know, I did not get any of that in writing at the time. I probably should have.
I'm looking at the memo that Trevor sent out. And I appreciate the authority and purpose for the ordinance. And part of the wording, it says to provide adequate open space. I like that. To maintain the aesthetic appearance and scenic values of the village. I like that. To prevent the overcrowding of land. I like that. We're losing too much green, not only here, but all over the nation.
And I definitely agree with that.
And so to me, those provide some incentives for us not to just follow what we're supposed to follow, and that is to make the applicants come to a very high bar. To me, that helps. I don't know yet. We're going to need more discussion. I don't know yet whether it's enough to make me vote
right for
it. But that's one thing. Another thing is if you're going to have to bring that over, we're going to have more cement in that yard. That to me is an issue. Someone who has too much cement in their yard already that's telling me that. But that is an issue for all of our cities and villages.
Yeah, and I totally agree with that. When trying to shoot myself in the foot here, just making a bigger garage is going to have more of a concrete footprint. So I'm trying to do the best I can, saving a little more by keeping it where it is. But one of my goals with the garage too is to make the property more attractive, a better, add more value to the property and make the neighborhood a nicer neighborhood. Part of saving green space is to keep people living in the village
exactly.
And the town, to save the countryside. So that's part of what I'm after doing, is to make that property more livable, nicer, more attractive, more likely that somebody's going to want to live there in the future. A nicer, bigger garage. Yeah, I know it's a two-pronged.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Then I have one question for you, Trevor. Under context in your memo, you put the parcel is a corner lot, Zone B residential. It's not a corner lot, is it?
I don't see the corner, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a corner lot.
I'm sorry?
That is a typo.
Typo, okay, yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, this would be a lot easier if it wasn't already there, right? If there wasn't already a structure. If we don't do anything at all, there's going to be a structure within the setback anyway, right?
Yep.
If this were a brand new plan and a request to be within 2 feet of the property line, this would be very simple denial. It wouldn't have gotten this far, I don't think. The fact there's a structure there, whether or not it should have any bearing, does have bearing from my point of view, and that's one of the things that I'm thinking about. In that, when you look at things like the use of the property and you know, these are pretty high bars for unnecessary hardship, unique limitations. One of the unique limitations is the garage is already there. The concrete's already there. Mm-hmm. You can say that that's not natural that way. Someone put it there. But it's there now. So it's a unique limitation of the property, I think. And that's what I'm thinking of when I look at it.
So just some notes that... Yeah, maybe that's just... was there anybody else that wanted to speak on behalf of or opposed to?
Yes. Oh,
sure. I'm sorry for making you do this, but please come up to the...
No, I'm here because I kind of...
Please state your name and address, sure. Just for our record.
Amy Wilde at 1418 South Clay. I'm the neighbor.
Are you on the north side or the south side?
I'm the north side. Okay. I'm
on the line in question.
Yeah, I'm on the line in question. And, they talked to me prior to this, and I signed the document saying I was okay with it. And I guess my concern is that, you know, if you deny him the variance, because I have undertaken a great deal of work on my own house, you know, you probably realize, you know, with the stuff here, I had the foundation redone, a lot of stuff interior. So when it comes to my garage, I'm going to have the same problem that he has. And I really think in these older neighborhoods, something should be grandfathered in. However, with my garage, it would probably stay the same size. I don't expect in the future that I will expand it because of this restraining space as it is. But I think there's a point to be made of these existing neighborhoods because a lot of them are older. And I agree that, you know, since the wall's already there and nothing's going to be, you know, it's not going to matter to me if I have another, like, 2 feet access or whatever, the garage, you know, has to be 4 feet in. You know, it's been there all my life. So, and then my other question is, too, when they talked about it, the foundation of the garage, I thought the foundation was going to stay the same. I'm not sure, because I have major water issues, thus the basement being redone, because of all the water that came in through the backyard and stuff. So the only, concern I have, it would be, to make sure the foundation is pitched correctly so it doesn't go into the yard, or into that yard. But it hasn't been a problem, but I really think he should be allowed to have the variance.
Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Is that the right way to put it?
Sure,
yeah.
I would just point out that in regards to the unique condition of the property, that one of the requirements is that it is something that is not generally shared by other properties. So even though it may be inconvenient for this particular property, having a small garage on a small lot is generally shared by many other properties. So for purposes of the criteria that we're supposed to go by, I still think it would not meet that.
I thought you were going to go the other direction with that because it's like all the others, therefore, why not?
Because it's not unique. It's generally shared by many other properties, which specifically is excluded by the criteria that we're supposed to be going by.
The uniqueness that I'm convinced is unique is the 2 feet and 3 inches of less width on his lot than the lot to the north and to the south. So if you look at the map, then it's clear on the, not the back page, but on this page.
Oh, yeah.
On
the flat map.
Here, yeah. So Mr. Craig's lot is 2.5 feet narrower than his neighbors
on either side,
on both sides, and we're talking about a 2 foot variance. So that in my mind right there is a unique property limitation that's not shared by both adjoining properties.
And it looks like the other one to the north, the second one to the north, is 58 something too.
Yeah, they're pretty consistent to the south and to the north.
if those measurements are correct, and we'll presume they are because Trevor said so. that in my mind is that's unique. As far as the unnecessary hardship, the strict conformity is kind of where I'm headed, and because the property or the home and the garage was built in 1926, I didn't verify that, but I'll believe you, because it looks like it was probably that era, at least within 10 years of that. These are interesting properties, and if we forced him to move that wall 2 feet to the south, he probably wouldn't rip up that driveway. That driveway would look pretty goofy, or if it was going off to the side. Yeah. And then to come, yeah, into, because the garage is basically behind a house, you know.
There's not a lot of room.
Yeah, and if we moved it 2 feet over, I think strict conformity, that's a little bit burdensome to have the garage and the driveway even more behind the house.
Sneak around behind the house?
Yeah, that's, I'm just kind of going over my notes. And then, protection of the public interest. Again, it's the improvement to the housing stock that I love to see that. That's fantastic that you're putting money into your home, into your neighborhood. And neighbors obviously happy about that too.
Mm-hmm.
And then the less cement pour, if the variance is approved, is, I think, big also, because you would be pouring more driveway behind your house if you had to move it over. So that protects the public interest, from my view, as I'm looking at these standards.
We have a question, Trevor, at the very at the very bottom of the lot line. There's a 2.3. What does that mean?
There's a width, 2.3 feet.
Right. You see this dash line here?
Yeah.
2.3, and at some point, 2.3 feet of this property was given to this property.
So am I looking at that correctly then? Is it Mr. Craig's property? Which one is Mr. Craig's property?
Number 8.
Okay, yeah. Good. Okay, I'm looking at it right.
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. Got it.
So, being the property was originally 58.4, they gave it 2 feet away at some point.
That was 58.7, and they gave it to the other guy, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it was 58.7.
Not that has any bearing on what it is now.
No, we should know what that was on the map.
Okay.
Now I'm really confused. Which is the Craig property?
This is the Craig property.
Number 8.
Okay. All right, then I'm not confused.
That's the same thing I was confused.
So it appears... Yeah, okay, I'm not going to... Never mind.
Are there any other questions for the petitioner or for Trevor?
Did any of the other folks here want to
speak? Yeah, I don't know. Is there anybody else in the audience that wants to speak on behalf or against? Okay. No. Anything else from you guys? Or
I don't have any more questions, I don't think.
Closing thoughts or questions? So otherwise, to keep the process moving, I'll entertain a motion.
Then I move that we approve the variance as requested.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
Motion carries. Variance is approved.
Thanks. Thank you.
Item number 4, announcements. Nothing? Okay, I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second?
I'll second that.
Got it. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Who cares?